You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The sound of the horn. Welcome back to an all-new Clipcast. I'm your host, Chris Cowild, back in the building with me, as always, from Burbank. It's Burbank Hank Henry Dittman, everybody. Toot your horn.
Now, wait, did you go bah, or did you go wah?
Wow.
Wow, Clippers. Thank goodness we played Portland back-to-back. Thank goodness for that.
Oh, yeah.
That
we're
helps
real
us
good
out.
On the road.
Sure.
I will die on this hill that we are good on the road.
Or you don't 16, have to die on five. It. It's the truth. It's the truth. Man.
I know, but no one's talking about it. They're all like, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. Today is a very special Clipcast and Dip. We got Will Updike. We got Chuck Mockler coming on the show later. Hank, are you down in the dumps right now, pal? Because we can't win at Staples?
Well, I'm not excessively hopeful about the postseason. What bothers me right now is that prior to February, unless I'm missing something, we really never had back-to-back losses. Maybe we did. Maybe once in December we had back-to-back losses. But then for that entire nice run, even when we were stumbling, a loss was always followed by a win. And now since February 25th, we have put together four different back-to-back L's, and I'm not crazy about that, but I have a very strong feeling and a very strong opinion about that. I mean, everyone is feeling very confused about what's going on with the Clippers. I feel less confused, to
be really?
Honest. Yes.
Oh, really? You feel like you are in the know right now. You're less confused than most of Clippers Nation.
Well, I mean, I just have an answer. People, when you talk to people, what's going on with the Clippers? People ask me, obviously, I'm sure they ask you everywhere you go, what's going on with the Clippers?
Sure. So what's your answer, Burbank Hank?
The answer comes off of a really nice piece of surprise praise that we were handing out back earlier, late last year, which is that everyone talked about the fact that James Harden does not play defense, and we were all pleasantly surprised. At his defense. And I think right now, he's not playing defense. We're not playing great defense.
We're not playing defense.
Period.
Right. Well, I have a wacky Chris Wild theory that we're going to get to after we do our special Clips and Dip Clipcast. Clipcast and Dip about to happen right now from Staples Center before the Pacers lost. Take a listen, Clippers Nation.
I'm here with Clips and Dip host Will Updike. He's the best. I have to ask him this hard-hitting question. I'm going to preface it with a compliment about the Clippers.
Okay.
Fabulous outside of this building in 2024. They've played 21 games outside of LA, outside of this building that we're in. They're 16-5. That is exceptional. However, at home they're colder than the Kings' home ice. They're 3-8 in their last 11.
3-9 in their last 12.
So I gotta ask you, why are they so bad in this building?
You know, I don't know why the shots aren't falling. I think the rain did something. I think it's seeping up from under the floorboards or something. You compound that
with precipitation?
Yeah, you compound that with all the court changes, you know, the ice being on there sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Taylor's played here in a while. I think there's just a lot of
Swift.
Yeah, there's an accumulation of some bad. There's just an accumulation of some bad juju right now.
I'm very excited to get to Inglewood, to the Dome. Very excited. There's no ghosts. There's no Staples Center ghosts there.
Yeah.
You're obviously looking forward to that. But what can the Clippers do now to not limp out of this building? There's something like 7 home games left.
Six.
And obviously we want to do very well in the playoffs. So what can they do to get better at home?
I mean, the Clippers had been good at home until the All-Star break. I think they'd lost 4 games at home all season.
They were undefeated at home in January, except for at L.A. they lost. So they're like 6-1 in January.
And then they've doubled up their amount of home losses since the All-Star break.
Mind-boggling.
So, yeah. Just hitting timely shots, like knocking threes down, is going to be a turnaround thing. I know it's not that easy as just make shots,
sure.
But get into rhythm, and I think generating easier shots is something they can focus on. I think we're all kind of tired of watching the shot clock dribble out for a really 100%. Long time, and it's a bailout shot. So I think just getting the ball moving earlier in possessions and just generating better looks, I think, is going to get them just get them back where they need to be, because when this team, when the offense isn't humming, they don't really like to play defense anymore.
Right.
So
there's a complacency at home that I don't see on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I think that's what it is. Just getting back in it, just getting back into an offensive hum.
All right, and now the fans need to know. They love Clips and Dip podcast. Who do you prefer, Chuck or Adam?
Ooh.
I have my answer.
Prefer for what?
Okay. You're on a road trip. You're on a road trip, and you need a playlist. Are you going Chuck or Adam?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Two different sounds.
Two very different sounds. I feel like Adam might throw some curveballs in there. He referenced an Elliott Smith song on a show the other day, and I was
moody.
I did not
Adam
see
Oslund
that.
Adam Oslund is moody.
Well, that kind of jives with what I want to hear on a road trip. So maybe Adam might take that one.
Okay, yeah, Chuck, it's all like happy, feel-good music, and
it's a lot of up. Yeah. I need to roll down the window, smoke a couple cigarettes.
when you're listening to Chuck's mix, it's too up. You need the downer of the nicotine, is what you're saying.
I need a downer one.
All right, we got Chuck Mockler here. I'm going to ask you the same question. I'm going to preface it with a compliment. The Clippers are phenomenal outside of Los Angeles. Outside of this building in 2024, 21 games, they're 16-5. That is exceptional. In this building, they're 3-8 in their last 11.
3-9 in their last 12.
They're just one game over 500 in this building in the calendar year 2024.
500 ball now at Staples in 2024.
Why are they colder than the Kings' home ice?
I think because they maybe care more on the road. They maybe can flip the switch on the road and they can't flip it here. But I think it also leads into the whole issue of this team as being confounding. None of it makes any sense right now. So I don't know. But that's the answer for a lot of things, unfortunately.
The first 10 games, we were like pulling our hair out. People are saying, like, the only person I think guaranteed going to Inglewood is Steve Ballmer. And then after that, they obviously, there's a fork in the road and they go the right way and they have two of the best months in Clipper franchise history. And again, they're still very good on the road, but the Staples Ghosts, I don't want them to limp out of this building.
I don't want them to either, but I think they're going to.
I think in the regular season, for
yeah.
sure.
Hopefully the playoffs will be crazy. Intuit's going to have a really great atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
No matter when or who the Clippers first play in the playoffs, depending what shakes out these last 12 games or whatever. So I have high hopes for the playoffs.
Yes, they will have a home court advantage.
Maybe. They're a half game up on the five seed right now.
No, I mean that when they're at home,
sure,
they'll have an advantage.
Absolutely.
With intensity from the fans that is not necessarily here during the regular season.
100%. Yeah, totally. Of course. And that makes sense. It's not a knock on the fans or whatever, but it'll be more rocking
Of course, in the Inuit Dome, it's just going to be more rocking. Like, literally built for basketball, no hockey.
Yeah.
Built for, like, acoustics so the fans sound louder.
Yeah, the wall's going to be really cool. There's going to be some great footage from that, but... I mean, yeah, hopefully they go into it strong.
All right, so I asked your co-host this question.
Okay. Right?
And the fans need to know. If you are on a road trip,
yeah.
Okay, and you have to choose between Will Updike making a playlist and Adam Oslund making a playlist, who are you going to choose?
I'm choosing Will.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
I don't know if Adam's music... choice, not because we all like different
isn't
music.
Isn't it all 90s hip hop, or is there?
No,
there.
I just think there would be some other layers to it. Maybe some more metal and things like that.
Metal.
And I'm just not trying to drive to that. I think Will could curate a smoother driving playlist. I'm not worried about making time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you want to make better time, Adam is your guy.
I asked the same question to Adam. I said Will or Chuck, and he said me. I want to play my playlist.
That sounds, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Adam. Yeah.
Oh, I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them.
They're great guys.
I always have. They're great guys. They know so much about stats and the Clippers. You can tell they're great friends. I got a lot of appreciation for that.
Oh, your friends?
I go with Osland. Oh. I let Osland pick the playlist because I love 90s hip hop. I love 90s hip hop, so I give it to Osland. Oh, yeah. That's my call. What's your call?
Oh, out of the three of them, I think I choose Chuck. I like, you know, that positive sunshine crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is good.
I'm a Chuck guy.
Yeah, it is good.
I'm an up Chuck guy. I'm up with Chuck.
I mean, at the end of the day, you would choose.
For God's sake.
I was about to say, you would let Chuck the Condor pick your playlist, and I assume it would all be songs by the Birds, and then also the song The Bird is a Word. And the Eagles. You get the Eagles,
oh, sure.
You get the Yardbirds.
You get the Birds, of course.
And you get the song, The Bird is the
Absolutely.
Word. That's what you get.
Absolutely.
And I'm like a bird, I can fly away.
Yes, we're singing different songs at the same
time. Sure
we
are, but it fits together. It's a good mashup. But you get a little Nelly Furtado with a little I'm like a bird, I can fly away.
Sure.
That's how Chuck would play it, I assume. I assume.
I have a Chris Wilde theory. Remember, I think the last truly nutball theory I had was a few Clipcasts ago. A half dozen or so, I claimed that James Harden and Russell Westbrook, the local guys, were like, well, let's just let LeBron have a couple of these. Remember that theory?
Yes, it's ridiculous.
Okay, well, I stand by that they let him have a couple of these. And I have a theory that these wily old veterans, these stars of the show, 30-something, okay? I think they're tanking to get the sixth seed. I really do, Hank. I have Thanksgiving dreams right now. Do you understand? They are tanking to get that sixth seed. Denver's going to be one. They're going to go Minnesota first round, Clips, Wolves. We're going to take our Clippers out. We're going to shave the Wolves. Round two, OKC Thunder. We're going to beat the crap out of Shea Gorgeous Alexander once and for all. And then Western Conference Finals, just like the L Word did last year, versus the champs, the Nuggets. But we don't get swept. We do the sweeping. The sweeping.
Well, let me respond to that by saying you are a dumb idiot.
Agreed. No, you don't need a second opinion.
I do think that is the bright side to all of this stumble, is that it would potentially help us in our matchups. But I don't believe for one second that we are purposefully tanking games.
Okay. Well, this is my
going
Chris
to the
Wild
end of
theory.
The season.
This is my Kawhi-old
Not for a second.
Theory. We'll see what
but
happens in
you
this four-game
nice,
roadie.
It's a nice happenstance that it's going that way for
we'll
us.
We'll see what happens in this four-game roadie. I think they show up and they do like 4-0, of course, but 3-1. I think they're once again a winning ball club on the road. I'm definitely very Purvis to use your ditmanology.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes, I am.
Two.
That were
two. Hold on, give me a second. I'm primping around the
like a peacock.
Dawn Patrol Studios right
like
now.
Like a peacock.
Like a peacock. With a beautiful plumage.
Tonight's episode of Clipcast brought to you by the Peacock Network. Look at Burbank Hank, Buck and Preen.
The bird is the word.
Buck and Preen. So I am Purvis that the Clippers continue to lose 3 out of 4 games at home in the building. In the year 2024, we're playing 500 ball in the building. It's despicable. Again,
ugh.
Outside of the building.
Not good.
16-5. How do we do in this 4-game roadie? I'll be very interested today. Yes, 4. There you go.
4-0.
Positive vibes.
4-0.
Gilman is back.
No, there is no doubt in my mind. We're fully healthy, is my understanding. All guys are playing in that game versus Philly.
Right.
I believe we beat Philly. We beat Orlando. We beat Charlotte.
Yes.
We beat Sacktown.
Yes.
No back-to-backs. Well, and then we get a nice day off before we come home for a back-to-back. Now, that back-to-back is Denver and Utah.
Sure.
You know, so you got to think, you know, it's important to play and beat the champs.
So here's the thing.
It is. You don't lay that up.
Here's the thing. Before we take on the champs.
Where's the thing?
Here's the thing. Before we take on the champs, I agree. We go 3-0 in this 4-game roadie. Then we take a real good look when we're up in Sucktown at the standings. These wily cast of 30-something Timothy Busfield Clippers, okay? The cast of 30-something, Hope Davis, maybe? Anyway, I'm really dating myself.
Yeah, and I guarantee you at least 50 people have stopped listening.
That's the sound of the car screeching to a halt and them just leaving the car as opposed to just turning the podcast off. They leave
they
the podcast
the
off, but they screech to a halt and
they
get out of
the car. They didn't have to leave the car, but they did.
But they
That's
did.
How much they hated
they
this.
They did. They're going to take a look at that Sucktown game. They're going to take a look at the standings. We're going to win 3 in a row. I'm telling you, this Chris Kowal theory, there's something to this.
No, there's not.
Have you seen how shiny my head is in this tinfoil hat? Have you seen it? Take a look at how shiny
oh boy.
My head
it's
is.
Just, look, it's just wishful thinking. It's just, but listen, what you're responding to also, though, is the sports world that we live in.
Sure.
I also, you don't really watch much football. You're more of a baseball guy, recency bias, all that. And but like in during the NFL playoffs, every game when it was over, this is the new rallying cry of all brokenhearted fans. It's scripted.
Right.
It's scripted.
Right.
NBA is scripted.
I don't think it's scripted.
NFL is scripted.
I don't think
it's not scripted.
I don't think it's scripted.
It's not.
I don't think it's scripted. I think it's veterans standings gazing going, you know, 6 is a lot easier than 4 or 5. That's what I think's happening.
You may be right, but it is dangerous.
I've switched him. He said, for the first time, he may be right, folks.
You may be right. But
that's the sound of the horn. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.
No! We have talked about this in previous seasons when we've talked about, should we lose this game? Should we, like, tank this game to get better standings?
Right.
It is so incredibly dangerous to take your foot off the gas.
Agreed.
So I don't think for 1 second they're doing this on purpose.
Okay.
And I really worry about this team's ability to flip the switch. Mm. Although the piece of optimism I can hold to is that we have some really, like, we are very high on the list of teams that have overcome 20-point deficits this season.
Sure.
We've overcome several.
Classically in the last few seasons.
So that's not necessarily something I want, but, you know, we are built for flipping a switch. I suppose we can do it, but, man, it feels dangerous business. Risky business.
Dange biz. Risky biz. There's 3 things I want to get to on the show, Hank, so I'm just going to tee them up right now. Okay, we're on the green. Picture it. Gosh, it's a beautiful day for golf, suddenly. Anyway, I want to talk about Ty Lue calling the team soft. I want to talk about my experience with Paul Pierce and the original bearded one, Baron Davis, on Baller Vision. And I want to talk about the Clippers moving to San Diego officially. But first up, what did you think about Coach Ty Lue calling the team soft?
Well, I think that he's probably trying to do anything that he can do to get these guys motivated to step on the gas.
Start winning again.
You know, this is the next step after Paul George saying the guys need to focus.
Right.
Right? So he's not wrong. I mean, I wouldn't call any professional athlete soft, to tell you the truth. We've got guys who've played through injury. They suddenly, oh, they're out? We didn't even know they were hurt. Well, they were playing hurt. I wouldn't call these guys soft.
Mm.
But I think Ty Lue's got to figure something out.
He just called him soft.
He's got to. He sure did.
Yeah.
But he does need to do something to light a fire under these guys, because when the boo birds start to come out at your home games,
boo birds.
And it is the fans. I will tell you on social media sites saying these guys don't care.
Yeah.
That's not great.
Do you know?
That's not great.
This is a trivia question. Maybe you know the answer. Maybe you don't, Hank. Do you know a boo bird's favorite breakfast cereal?
Is it Boo Berry cereal from the Captain Crunch?
That's right. It's
from
not
the Count Chocula.
It's not Count Chocula.
From the Frankenberry and Count Chocula.
Yeah, it's Boo Berry. That's their favorite cereal. Absolutely
correct.
Tell him what he's won. Congratulations, Hank. You win a Clipper Vision Baller Vision story by your best buddy and broadcast partner, Chris Kowal.
I'm ready.
I've
seen the footage.
What'd you think?
You were hilarious.
What'd you think?
I'm right. I loved it. You were great. But I want you to tell the story of your whole experience the way you have already told me.
Okay.
Tell me the story of the whole thing. It sounds amazing.
So you're Vegas, Hank. So you're not available. Okay. You're DNP. Do you understand? But not coach's decision. Hank's decision. You're Vegas, Hank. You're out of town. So you can't come with me. Obviously, you're my first plus one. So I go to the wife and child. I give them this opportunity to come with me to see the Clippers, to get a car service delivered to the house by the Clippers to drop us off in the loading dock where the players enter, Hank. Oh, buddy.
So nice.
It's so nice. So wifey doesn't want to go. So I go with my son and his best buddy.
What? Wait. Yeah. Wait.
Okay, hold on.
Wait.
Hold on. Pump the brakes. Hold on. Stop everything.
Wifey does... Your wife, who you reconnected with at
the Clippers game.
Game.
Yeah, and I talked about it on Baller Vision to Baron Davis.
Get a...
Spoiler.
Who, by the way, when we are at games, makes comments via text about not being at the games with us.
Right, right. She wants to be there.
Doesn't want to go for the VIP treatment.
So instead, I take my son, his best friend, and a retired lifeguard captain so everyone is safe.
Oh, so safe.
So safe.
So safe. What could happen? Nothing.
Nothing. Safety can happen. Safety can happen. But it's a home L. It sucks. However, I get there. We get Clippers mini basketballs. I don't know if that was the giveaway that day or if they just gave them to the guests.
Giveaway.
Okay.
It's a giveaway.
It's a giveaway. It's beautiful. I got one for your son, Bo. I got Bo, his special Clippers mini ball. It's ready to go next time I see you at the building. Okay, I'm going to hand it to you. We can do it.
He's going
to
freak out.
We can do it on the next Clipcast, for God's sake. What a memorable bit that will be. All right, so I actually have some beef with the last episode that we couldn't think of a segment name better than apology segment. Like, nothing.
I thought it was very... Well, you should bring it up in the apology segment.
No, I don't want to call it that. I'm workshopping new segment title ideas. But anyway, that's for another show. So we go to the game. They show me where we're going to be filming. It's in the nosebleeds. It's in the 300 section. It's among the people, okay? Baron Davis and Paul Pierce, are sectioned off with a whole camera crew and team of guys, and all throughout the game, Hank, Paul Pierce, NBA Finals MVP, Hall of Fame legend, Paul Pierce is just signing autographs the entire time, Hank, for the fans, for the people.
That's amazing.
I know.
Of course he is. He's a fan favorite.
So they call the game. It is not pretty. You saw the Sixers loss Sunday afternoon, didn't you? Or maybe you read about it, or maybe you avoided it. Maybe you were wise and avoided it.
No, I watched it on the drive home. I watched it, and I wish I had.
So I joined them when the score was tied, and it was great. It was the third quarter. The score is tied. Here we go. The sky's the limit. The good guys are back. And we had a fine, fine time. If you subscribe to Clipper Vision, you can watch this. Like, I've watched it twice now. I thought it was a one-and-done thing. If you go to that game, Sixers-Clippers, on Clipper Vision, there's Baller Vision for you to watch. Skip ahead of the third quarter. I start the bit, which, by the way, I'm going to do every time I'm on Clipper Vision, Baller Vision, in Katino Mobley's warm-up pants, okay? I fling them off, ready to go, because, you know, when we're warming up, I'm wearing Cat Mobley's warm-up pants, respect to Clipper, former Clipper great, the big cat, Cat Mobley. And I'm wearing his warm-up pants. Then it's time for me to go on the air. I woof, the pants come off. It's a great moment. You can check it out on IG.
It's real. It is truly hilarious.
Thank you, Hank.
They lost their minds.
It blew their minds, Hank. So I'm going to do this every time I'm on. Wear Cat Mobley's warm-up pants, unless they give me more warm-up pants from former Clippers greats to wear. Who knows? Anyway, I go on. Unfortunately, the Clippers get clobbered. However, for those two segments, man, did we laugh. We learned. We loved. We talked about love in the building, which there is very little of at Staples Center right now. And I am very ready.
The fans are perplexed.
And Frans are perplexed. My mother, Fran, is perplexed. We're moving to Intuit Dome. Yes, we're also moving to San Diego, which we're going to get to later. So after the game, we go back down to the loading dock where it's NBA Dream Garage, Hank. There's Kenyon Martin. I fist pound Kenyon Martin. Paul Pierce and Baron Davis walk out of the elevator. There's Chris. I'm like, hey, can you guys get a picture with the kids? Sure. They get pictures with the kids. Chris, you got to get in here. I'm in the pictures with the guys. It was great. We go down. The kids see James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry. We saw Norm, Kawhi, and Kyle Lowry have a Toronto Champs memories moment. It was fabulous. great day, great experience. Fans, if you want to watch it, get ClipperVision. It's worth every penny. They're giving it away because it's the end of the season right now. It's like 25% or something. Get it. Watch BallerVision. Eagles, not Eagles, some other South Jersey crap team. Phillies, not them. Damn it. Flyers. Ah, shucks. What was it? What's the name of the Philadelphia basketball team, Hank? Is it the Nationals?
The 76ers?
Oh, there it is. The 76ers. And your Los Angeles Clippers. Watch the BallerVision. It's great. It was a great experience, Hank. And obviously, I got to do it again, and we got to do it. We got to get Burbank Hank on BallerVision ASAP.
Oh, my gosh. I want to so badly.
The fans need it. Paul Pierce needs it. Baron Davis needs it. So we have teased on the show now twice that the team is officially moving to San Diego, and it's 100% accurate. Talk to me, Hank.
Well, they are. They are moving. The Los Angeles Clippers are moving to San Diego. Lakers fans have often said they wish we would.
People
in San Diego don't have a basketball team. They don't have a football team
now.
Either at this
they
point.
They do now. They have, this, they have the San
the
Diego
Los
Clippers.
Angeles, the Clippers are moving to San Diego.
So
you heard it here first.
When we move
several times.
When we move to Inglewood, do you understand? When we're the LA Clippers of Inglewood, we are also moving to San Diego to resurrect the San Diego Clippers of the NBA G League or the NBA TBD League. I hear they're gonna sell the letter. The letter is for sale. So maybe C League, maybe Clipcast buys the G League and we rename it the C League. What would you call it? HD League? Like LA C League? Like, what are you going to call your new league?
I would call it the Tootersons of South California.
So Toot Toot League for sure, but the entire logo is the Toot Tootersons of Southern California.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, and I would have said, you idiot, but I think it was implied in my tone of voice.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it called the Toot Tootersons of South California.
So
not Southern.
No, no.
South.
South California. San Diego Clippers of the G League. LA Clippers in the Intuit Dome of the NBA starting next season. Very, very exciting. All right, Hank. We've got 6 home games left. Upcoming 4 road games. Then it's like 6 out of 7 at home. The only game we play on the road ever again is Phoenix. In a back-to-back versus Phoenix, where we might be the 6th seed and we might have to win to hold, or we might be the 5th seed and have to lose twice to get to the 6th seed. Oh, it's all happening.
Now, at that point.
Yes, sir.
At that point. I would not be surprised if we tanked games to get a good seeding. I wouldn't be.
And will you then credit my Chris Kawild theory?
No, because I will say we weren't doing it in mid-March.
Of course. Okay.
We are doing it in mid-April.
Got you.
That's the difference.
Got you. But you heard it here first from me in mid-March.
Yeah, because we're dancing. We're playing. I understand we dropped. Didn't we go back up to 4th because the Thunder lost?
Yes. But it's
buddy,
a dance. I mean, it is a logjam, 4 through 8.
The play-in ain't that far away, buddy.
Oh, we can't go to the play-in. We can't go to the
play-in.
We cannot
we
play
cannot.
The L word
I want,
in the play-in. And I ain't playing.
I want. Oh, God. Ah!
I ain't playing. Ah! I ain't playing.
No, dude.
You just upchucked.
We're
back to upchucking.
We certainly cannot play the Lakers in the play-in. Like, I understand
that.
It would
don't
be.
Say the team's
it would
name,
take
please.
Quite a stumble.
Right.
It would take quite a stumble, but truthfully, but it's like 2.5 games back. The Suns are 2.5 games back.
Yeah, but
the
we play them twice.
Kings are 2.5 games back.
And we play Kings game 4 of this 4-game roadie. A lot is at stake and a lot to see to LAC. Well, I think we covered everything, Hank. One of the great shows, I think, maybe in recent memory. Certainly the best Clipcast you've listened to just now.
Oh, my gosh. The best one I've recorded today.
Easily.
For sure.
Number one.
Easily. But anytime I get to sit and talk with my friend about basketball and enjoy this last little stretch before we get ulcers from watching this team go into the postseason.
Oh, ulcers.
And figure out which team it is. Just enjoy your good
ulcers.
Gut health. And Clippers Nation, maybe
eat
some probiotics and really enjoy like having a settled tummy before we go into this postseason, which promises if like looking at the writing on the wall, where we were once first in the Western Conference, and now we are 6.5 games back of first,
right.
Just enjoy this sleeping that you're doing. Because once the postseason starts, it's going to be a jumble.
One more
it's
trivia
gonna be
question.
Utter bananas.
One more trivia question
ready.
Before I let you go. You brought up sleeping. It's well known which Clipper loves sleeping the most. I mean, it's a real gimme question, but which Clipper loves sleeping the most?
Oh, Norm Powell, he's always so sleepy.
Hot milk.
And the assist goes to P.J. Tucker because he's so good at tucking in his friend.
And helping him into his PJs.
Helps him in his PJs and tucks him in.
All right, well, why don't you
P.J. Tucker.
Why don't you just very shushily sound the shush horn as Norm gets a well-earned nap and P.J. tucks in his teammate and friend. Hey.